Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila chapter 52, Madhyalila chapter 1, text 52. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda Nirantara Rakshi Dina Viraha Udmade Hasi Kande Nachigaya Paramavishade. In the attitude of separation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared mad both day and night. Sometimes he laughed and sometimes he cried and sometimes he danced and sometimes he chanted in great sorrow. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Sarathaya Tatsurandasam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutare Shayam Rupa Kadam Ayam Dadati Sakadam Tikam Adadanastanam Dante Idam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Boja Duvisham Janma Janmani Paragir Bhakti Visham Piyatnai Afayam Amana Vipsanandam Tipambuhiya Paradhuka Dugi Janatanastam Prabhu Masriyami Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Vipa Sindhu Bhayedhacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vedanta Srivasavi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Boston. I'm staying at the C.C. Radha Gopi Vallabha Mandir for the week. So we'll begin our study of the Chaitanya, we'll continue our study of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we really last Sunday started to get into the story, so I do want to really cover the story and get into the verses. It seems that that's where the real nectar lies. But I'm just going to share something with the devotees. I found this one book somehow just recently translated, and it was by a Gaudiya Vaishnava who worked in the world in India and retired to Vrindavan sometime in the 60s or 70s, and I guess he passed away in the 70s. He was a Gaudiya Vaishnava. And he was not just a scholar, but he, I guess he had some practical realization. But in the beginning of this book, it's called The Nectar of the Holy Name. There's the top scholars of Vrindavan of that day writing what a wonderful book this is. When I read the book, I thought it was really very nice in the sense that it really supported Srila Prabhupada's basic bhajan pranali, or method of achieving perfection, which is that by chanting the holy names of Krishna, by doing sankirtan, then that alone, without any other process, will bring one to the highest perfection. The introduction of the book, but it's really a wonderful book, and it supports this thesis about the power of sankirtan independently to bring us a sankirtan, nam sankirtan. There's guna sankirtan, there's rupa sankirtan, there's lila sankirtan, but by nam sankirtan to bring one to the highest perfectional state. So I'll just read it, just because it's related to what we're studying. The fundamental mission of the book is to encourage a return to what the author views as the basic practices and principles of the Chaitanya Vaishnava tradition. The idea that sankirtan of the holy names is the only practice one needs in order to cultivate and acquire the highest levels of love for Radha and Krishna. all other religious practices are secondary to and dependent on the Sankirtan of the Holy Name. By Sankirtan, or complete Samyak, recitation, Kirtana, Mahindranath means, following the opinion of the Goswamis, melodically singing the holy names with musical accompaniment. Though this can be done alone, it is best done with others who share one's particular way of relating to Krishna. Simple or plain kirtan, on the other hand, is merely loud repetitions of Krishna's names, not necessarily done musically. Mahendranath makes the point repeatedly that Sri Chaitanya is the father of Sankirtan and is most pleased when his devotees enthusiastically honor his son. I thought that's, and so many other things. So I guess my modus operandi has always been to put things in context, but I want to learn to do that quicker. So we have this wonderful introduction where Krishnadas Kaviraj expresses his indebtedness, his gratitude to the predecessors who have built the foundation on which he can proceed in his glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I mentioned just that mood of gratitude, the humble position of being grateful, allows one to experience the mercy of the bestower of mercy. Being grateful allows one to actually feel the full force of the mercy one is getting, and therefore feel the love from the bestower of that mercy, and therefore allows one to reciprocate and feel love in his heart, which is actually the process of Krishna consciousness and the goal of life, to feel devotion. So we see his wonderful sentiments of gratitude. And he finishes that gratitude and that feeling of gratitude by just a wonderful meditation on all the books contributed by Sri Jiva Goswami, Gopal Champu, Satsandarbhas, Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjvala Nilamani, Sanatan Goswami, Hari Bhakti Vilas, and Brihad Bhagavatam. He mentions them all. And we also, I mentioned that, if just as a method in our feelings of love for Prabhupada, we can just mention the Bhagavad Gita as it is, the Sri Upanishads, the Upadeshamrita, the Krishna book, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and feeling so indebted to this wealth of knowledge. I remember the first time when the Chaitanya Charitamrita came out, how much gratitude we're feeling. We didn't know anything of the nectarian pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I remember the eagerness in which we would read these wonderful pastimes by the mercy of Prabhupada. So after Krishnadas Kaviraj does that and gives a basic summary of the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, basically there's the Adi Leela before sannyas, the Sesha Leela after, he begins to describe what happens after sannyas, and that begins the Madhya Leela. What happens after sannyas goes into the Adi Leela. So after sannyas, all the devotees, the very first year, they all go to Puri and for the Rath Yatra and Nitya Gita, Parama Ulas, and they experience the supreme bliss of Sankirtan. Even Jiva Goswami says that Sankirtan is better than Kirtan because of the extraordinary feelings of bliss one could feel. The real Sankirtan, the Trinadapi Sankirtan, where devotees join together with open hearts to glorify the Supreme Lord and feel the affection for one another, and in that mood of continuous opening of the hearts to the devotees and the Supreme Lord, one is maximizes his feeling of Krishna and the holy name and one's love for Krishna. So they're relishing so much this Krishna consciousness, this Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavatomati, this opinion or this conception in the mind of the mood of bhava or devotion for what Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa, for one's intensified affection to Krishna and one's particular relationship with Krishna, which is actually the prayojana, the goal of life, to actually experience your relationship with Krishna. And we experience our relationship with Krishna most effectively in this age in Sankirtan. So it's so ecstatic and so wonderful, and it describes this relationship between the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. It's reciprocal. I was just giving Bhagavad Gita class today. Prabhupada describes what reciprocation means. He said a diamond is set in gold. The diamond makes the gold glitter more, and the gold makes the diamond shine more. So the reciprocation, relationship, loving relationship, enhances the beauties of those who participate in it with selfless love. So when you participate in your loving relationship with the Supreme Lord and his devotees, because to love Krishna means to love his differentiated parts and parcels. When you experience that and you love Krishna and you love the devotees, you shine, because what makes someone beautiful is the love that's coming from his heart. And when you have that love coming from your heart from the Supreme Lord, his love for you manifests. And he actually, so the reciprocation is being described in Chaitanya Charitamrita between the Lord and his devotees and how beautiful it is. And when we hear that, then we develop the aspiration for the right thing, which is love of Krishna and love of his devotees, and by that aspiration, that love grows in our hearts. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Agyai, he orders, therefore, the devotees to come. They come to Vrindavan, not by their own personal, but by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they come every year to. And so it's such a beautiful expression. And then, for 20 years, this meeting take place, and each year it would just intensify, because the love grows in relationship. So each year it intensifies, and intensifies to such degree that the devotees could not be happy without meeting each other every year. This was their pleasure. And then, you know, in this history, so for 20 years it was so intense, I guess that means even the last 4 years of the Antilila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu perhaps went into maybe even more, Nirjan Bhajan. And, you know, for the last 12 years, he simply devoted to relishing the pastimes of Krishna and separation within the heart of the Lord. And this was the internal reason for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearing. Now, sometimes for those of you that come on Wednesday and Sunday, some may be repeated, but I can't remember what I repeated Sunday. But this point is there. How wonderful is this Sankirtan mood? How wonderful is this feeling of separation? That even though Krishna danced in the Rasa dance, at the end of the ecstatic rasa dance, which is the supreme lila or pastime, lila means play or enjoyment of the Supreme Lord, still three desires remain unfulfilled, and that was the desire to experience love from the position of the devotee of Krishna, to experience the beauty of Krishna from the position of the devotee, and to experience the happiness one feels when he experiences Krishna's love. So, So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means Krishna coming to satisfy these three unfulfilled desires which he has lobha or greed for. And those desires, the desire to experience the love of his devotee, the happiness of his devotee, the vision of his devotee, that happens in the Antya Lila, in Puri, and especially the last 12 years. And we're going to be studying and reading that and trying to understand even a drop of that sentiment of love in separation by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hearing and remembering the pastimes of Srimati Radharani in separation from Krishna. And in this attitude of separation, and that's today's verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared both mad day and night. Because what is separation? Separation is the intensity of love. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. So even for ourselves, that if you have a drop of attachment, then you can have a glass of separation. If you have some separation, some attachment to Prabhupada, then on his appearance day, you can access that attachment through the mood of separation, which will increase that attachment. So what to speak of this attitude of the attachment that Srimati Radharani had for Krishna, and therefore the separation she felt for Krishna when Krishna left Vrindavan, and the intensity of attachment that separation caused. And the whole, and the nature of attachment from the heart when it's all consuming, then it possesses one, and one no longer acts on the platform of analysis or calculation. So when you're purely on the position of the heart, then socially, you're not cognizant of the rules and actions, and people cannot understand. So it describes in this verse that we're starting at separation, mad day and night. Sometimes he laughed, sometimes he cried, sometimes he danced, he had a great time. Why? Because he's constantly meditating on the pastimes. And not only meditating on the pastimes, but entering the pastimes in his mind. And so absorbed, this is a description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mahabhav, Prema Bhakti at the level of Mahabhav. It's the description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the level of the highest degree of meditation, which is called Sampragyata Samadhi. And in that Sampragyata Samadhi, there's such a meditation on the Lord's pastimes that when the Lord is in, when you're feeling separation from the Lord, you're crying, when you feel union, you're in jubilation, when there's some hasiras or some, then you're laughing. And your samadhi means, I told you, the two highest stages of meditation are dhruvana smriti, where the pastimes of the Lord flow one after another, just like one is pouring ghee. It's flowing, but there's no space in between it. It's just one after another. But higher than dhruvana smriti is samadhi, and samadhi means there's no cognizance at all at the outside. And this is the level that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is at. And he's constantly meditating on these pastimes and praying that he can actually adopt this mood. And in the prayer for that mood, one actually enters into that mood. Because a desire for a desire is also the desire. So if you want love of Godhead, you actually have that love of Godhead. So he's crying. And we're going, now we get a chance actually to go through verses today. Ye Kali Karena Jagannatha Darsana Mane Bhave Kurukshetra Panachin. At those times, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit Lord Jagannath, because he's in this tremendous mood of separation, so he goes to see the Lord. Then his feelings exactly corresponded to those of the gopis when they saw Krishna at Kurukshetra after long separation. Krishna had come to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister to visit. So he was feeling separation, just like the residents of Vrindavan were feeling for Krishna when for 96 years they didn't see him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in this mood of separation, because he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani, who's in separation from Krishna. And that's what he came to taste. He came to taste the love of his devotee. Which devotee? The best devotee. When? At the height of their love, which is what? The mood of separation. So I've mentioned many times the Antilila are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meditating on these pastimes from the Bhagavatam in separation. Hey Radhe Bhajadevake Chalalite. Hey Radhe Bhajadevake Chalalite. Hey Nandasuno Kuta. This is the mood of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the followers. There is Krishna, there is Krishna. And then Jagannath is Krishna, but Jagannath is Krishna in Dwarka. So he goes to see the deity to relieve his separation after long so he the same thing, it's paralleling the pastimes. So it's Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going is Radharani going to see Krishna, and he sees the Jagannath deity after long separation. And of course, this doesn't exactly satisfy the feelings of separation, because Krishna is in Kurukshetra. If we know the pastime, he comes for the solar eclipse. I was reading the pastime today. Everyone's going to this Samanta Panchaka, these five lakes that are made by Parashuram to purify him of the sins of killing the generations of the Kshatriyas 19 times. And he's going to these, so it's a very purifying place. And what to speak of Dharma Kshetra, Kula Kshetra, it's a place of Dharma since time immemorial. So when the solar eclipse there, it's a very, very negative influence. And therefore, during the solar eclipse, even now in India, people like to bathe in the river just as they did when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born on the lunar eclipse. Everyone was in the Ganga chanting the holy names. This is common. So all the residents of that northern India area from Vrindavan and from Gujarat, Dwarka and Rajasthan and the saints and from Punjab, they all came to this holy place. And therefore Radharani saw Krishna for the first time in 96 years, but she wasn't happy there because Krishna could not manifest himself as a lover in public. And the Krishna that she was worshiping was Krishna as a lover. But the lover cannot manifest in a public place. The lover cannot manifest in when a person has a position of superiority with subordinates around. That's why in an Indian house, the husband and the wife in the most cultured house, they have a center place where not even the children can go. Because when they have to manifest their positions in relationship to the children, their natures as lovers cannot manifest. So Krishna's nature as lover, and that's who Krishna is. Krishna is the lover of the gopis. So Gopinath could not manifest that. So she was feeling separation. So now, what I think is very nice, Goloka Premadan Haninam Sankirtan, Prabhupada will speak, and I would like to get in the mood when I'm reading through the Chaitanya Charitamrita. When we read the purports, it's not me speaking on the phone, but it's greetings from Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, and Prabhupada's transcendental sound vibration will come. So Prabhupada will say, when Krishna was performing yajna sacrifice at Kurukshetra, he invited all the inhabitants of Vrindavan to come see him. Lord Chaitanya's heart was always filled with separation from Krishna. But as soon as he had the opportunity to visit the Jagannath temple, he became fully absorbed in the thoughts of the gopis who came to see Krishna in Kurukshetra. Rati yatra agi yadi karina nartana tahane padi matra kariye gayana. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to dance before the car, during the festival, he always sang the following two lines. So then the Ratiyatra is there, and the Ratiyatra festival is of the deities of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra of Kurukshetra. And the Ratiyatra festival is those deities in Kurukshetra being put on a chariot by Radharani and the residents of Vrindavan, taking him to Vrindavan, which is the Gundicha Mandir. And this is actually nice. I have to think now of the significance, because the Boston Temple is called New Gundicha Margina. So that's Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you remember, what is the mission? This is Krishna with those three unfulfilled desires. And he's trying to actually get those desires in his heart, and he's in that mood. And this is the height of the ecstasy. The height of the ecstasy is first the mood of separation of Srimati Radharani when she meets Krishna at Vrindavan. And Krishna, although he's there, he's not Krishna because he's not the lover of the gopis. And she wants the lover of the gopis because she wants to experience her relationship. So you can imagine, just like there's that mood of separation. I explained that there's three separations when the gopis find out that Krishna will leave Vrindavan, and then when he's on the chariot going, and then when he's gone. And when he's going, it's the most intense. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to relish that height of love caused by that separation. And then, here, the mood is coming back to Vrindavan, but it's still the mood of separation, but with some expectation, perhaps, or some joy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to dance before the cart, and he was in that internal mood. This was his fulfillment of the internal purpose of his descent. And therefore, when he used to dance before the cart, he would always sing the following two lines, which expressed that mood. But people could not necessarily understand what those two lines corresponded to, which was the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the mood of Srimati Radharani going to Vrindavan. So just imagine, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, and we can also have some visualization here. Just imagine, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those of you who've been to Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the kirtans, there were seven kirtans, with different kirtan singers and different dancers and different madangas, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the middle of all them dancing. And the nature is that, you know, when you're doing kirtan with someone that you love, you like them to kind of look at you or something, if there's some rasa. So just as when Krishna was taking prasadam with billions of cowherd boys, by his mystic potency, each cowherd boy thought that Krishna was just exchanging love with them. So each of the people in the kirtan thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking at them. So you can imagine the height of affection and love, that was the rasa that was being chanted. And then they saw him singing this song. Seta parananata payano yaha lagi madana dahane guru judi venu. I have gotten that Lord of my life for whom I was burning in the fire of lusty desires. So this is his bhav. He was in separation, and then he comes to Kurukshetra. He's in union, in a separation and union, which is that's the height of separation. And I described many times when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was asked by his disciples, now that you're retiring, where would you like to do bhajan? And he said, Kurukshetra. And initially they thought, what? Kurukshetra? Bhagavad Gita? What is Kurukshetra? But then they said, why Kurukshetra? That's Parthasarathi. Why? That's Krishna the charioteer driver. Why Kurukshetra? He said, because it was Radharani's greatest moment of need, and I'm Radhika Dasya. So this is Radharani's most intense need. Krishna is here. But it's not Krishna, the lover of gopis. So now the most intense desire is being fulfilled. Not completely fulfilled, but the expectation is being fulfilled that we're going to Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu absorbs himself completely in this mood. And now he's thinking, I have gotten the Lord of my life, for whom I was burning in the fire of lusty desires. I have gotten the Lord of my life, for whom I was burning in the fire of lusty desires. I have gotten the Lord of my life, who is burning in the fire of lusty desires. So you can feel the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, Prabhupada is going to explain and his transcendental voice now will come down from Goloka Vrindavan, and he will speak to us. In Srimad Bhagavatam purport, 10.29.15, it is stated, Kaman, Krodham, Bhayam, Sneham, Aikyam, Suryadam, Evacha, Nityam, Haro, Vidato, Yanti, Tanmayatam, Hite. The word Kama means lusty desire, Bhaya means fear, and Krodha means anger. If one somehow or other approaches Krishna, his life becomes successful. The gopis approach Krishna with lusty desire. Krishna was a very beautiful boy, and they wanted to meet and enjoy his company. But this lusty desire is different from that of the material world. It appears like mundane lust, but in actuality is the highest form of attraction to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi. He left home and everything else. He can certainly not be induced by any mundane, lusty desires. So when he used the word madana dohane in the fire of lusty desire, he meant that out of pure love for Krishna, he was burning in the fire of separation from Krishna. Whenever he met Jagannath, either in the temple or during the Rath Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to think, now I have gotten the Lord of my life and soul. So, this is so wonderful here. Yes, this is not lusty desire. It's called kam arup. It's the form of kam, but it's not the bhava of lust. It corresponds to that intensity of exchange. But the consciousness behind the exchange is, in that mood, is by my glances, by my smiles, by my embraces, let Krishna be pleased. There's no tinge of lust, which is let my senses be stimulated. And the main thing is that this is rag marg. Rag marg means when rag means your the impressions that you have in your heart for the things that caused you happiness. And when the thing that has caused you happiness is Krishna, and you have a deep attachment, therefore, for Krishna. And therefore, you serve Krishna out of that deep attachment that you feel so strongly that the service of Krishna is the happiest thing, the most pleasurable thing. When it comes not just out of obligation or duty or because you understand it's right, but you actually have a rag in your heart, that's called Raganuga Bhakti, or in the spiritual and perfected Lagatmaka Bhakti. And that Raganuga Bhakti, when you do something from attachment, then you're most absorbed in it. If your mother says, eat your vegetables, then how absorbed you're in. But if your mother says, here, take some ice cream, and you like it, which is a greater absorption? So when you do things out of a natural liking, you're more absorbed, and you'll make more advancement. Because the devotion in your heart will correspond to your degree of absorption. And that's why rag marg is higher than vaidhi bhakti, but in terms of the absorption. Because when it's pure vaidhi bhakti, or when you do things, in other words, the pure concept of rules is the shakti is in the rules, not the activity. So you do something, but you do it because it's a rule. And you believe the potency of the activity will be because you, like you go to Mangalarti, because it's a rule to do so. So the absorption in the activity is secondary, because whether you're absorbed or not, you followed the rule, you went to Mangalarti. But what rag means, the potency is in the bhakti, the absorption, and therefore you're naturally absorbed, because it's from the heart. So he's exhibiting, actually, rag marg. It's the service and worship of Krishna out of the deep impressions of attachment for Krishna, the deep impressions in your heart that Krishna gives happiness. Krishna is my pleasure. Krishna is my life. So, I'm turning the page here. We'll read on. Ei durdane nachena vitya prahara Krishnalaya Vajaye Ebaba Antara. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sing this song, Seta Parana Na, especially during the later part of the day, and he would think, let me take Krishna and go back to Vrindavan. This ecstasy was always filling his heart. Purport. Now listen to Prabhupada again. Being always absorbed in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the same separation from Krishna that Srimati Radharani felt when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. This ecstatic feeling is very helpful in attaining love of Godhead and separation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught everyone that one should not be overly anxious to see the Lord, but rather feel separation from Him in ecstasy. It is actually better to feel separation from Him than the desire to see Him face to face. When the gopis of Vrindavan, the residents of Gokul, met Krishna at Kurukshetra during the solar eclipse, they wanted to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also felt the same ecstasy as soon as he saw Lord Jagannath in the temple or on the Rath Yatra cart. The gopis of Vrindavan did not like the opulence of Dwarka. They wanted to take Krishna to the village of Vrindavan and enjoy his company in the groves. This desire was also felt by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he danced in ecstasy before the Rath Yatra festival when Lord Jagannath went to Gundicha. Anyway, for today, I'm just going to read two more verses, and then maybe we may end early and then ask for questions. Ebhava nitya madhye pada eka shloka she shlokera artha keha nahi bujaloka. In that ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited a verse when dancing in front of Lord Jagannath. Almost no one can understand the meaning of that verse, because this is such a relevant point in the practice of Krishna consciousness at higher levels. You're nourishing a sentiment of love, and obviously you're not going to be reading this. No one's actually reading or hearing this class unless at a certain level they have some attraction. And the goal of reading this is to actually increase that attraction. The activity that actually increases attraction or increases emotion. You have some emotion or attachment. The activity that increases emotion or attachment is poetry and song. Because what poetry does, and song is putting poetry to music, what poetry does is not just explain an emotion, it actually recreates that emotion in a particular form. And the person who are writing these poems, they felt that sentiment. And then they worked very hard to put that sentiment in another form which represents that sentiment. And if someone has some suitable qualification or aspiration for that sentiment, when they associate or hear that particular poetry, it increases their love. Just like a teenager, they're burning with romance and lust. And then there's another person who's more advanced than them in romance and lust, and they write some romance song. You know, and then the teenager sings it, and it increases and it increases. So it's the same thing with any poetry and any type of poetics. This is what Rasa Shastra means. It means that the rasa, or the flavor of love, is perfectly composed, and a qualified person who has some qualification here, when he hears it, it stimulates his emotion. But there was a problem with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because this feeling of Srimati Radharani at Rath Yatra was so confidential that before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no Vaishnav poet had ever explained this particular mood and pastime in poetry. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Rathiyatri, was in this mood, then he was naturally looking for a poem or song to nourish this mood. He couldn't find it in the whole anthology of Vaishnava literature. So what he did is he nourished the song, he nourished his particular sentiment of what? The mood of Radharani in separate union, in separation and union at Kurukshetra, by a popular Sanskrit romance story, which was written in poetry, that expressed this mood about a mundane romance, but the mood corresponded to his feeling, the feelings of Srimati Radharani at Kurukshetra. So it's very interesting because after, we'll find out in the story that Rupa Goswami, who specifically had this depth of realization about I don't want to get into that because it's the end of the class, but the next class I'll get into it. He had a depth of realization when he came to Puri through Satyabhamapur. He had written a story about Krishna, and when he was in Satyabhamapur, Satyabhama, this is on the way to Puri, Satyabhama appeared in his dream and says, write a separate dream about me. And this is the essence of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, that Krishna in Vrindavan is different than Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, outside of Vrindavan. And therefore, when Radharani met Krishna outside of Vrindavan, it wasn't really Krishna. It wasn't the lover of gopis. It wasn't Akhila Rasa Rita Murthy, the embodiment of all love. So Rupa Goswami actually understood this point. So when he saw Lord Chaitanya singing this mundane song, but with a spiritual application, then he understood this is what he's trying to say. This, and therefore, Rupa Goswami went back and wrote the same sentiment, but put in the specifics of Srimati Radharani at Kurukshetra. So here's the song that Lord Chaitanya was singing, which no one could understand because it was a Karmi song. So it's not a Karmi song anymore because it's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I'll read it. Yako Maraharasa Eva Hibaras Ta eva chaitra shatas, te chaumi vita malati sarabaya, proda kandam manila, sa chavam satatapi tatta surata, ya para lila vado, reva robasi vetasi parukale, cheta samutantate. So this is now, The group that's still here, maybe a few had to go to bed, let's envision Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Rathiyatra in the kirtan, in this sentiment of Radharani, and then everyone hears him sing this song, and this is what the song says, that's nourishing his sentiment, which no one knows what particular sentiment's nourishing except Sarup Damodar Rupa Goswami. So this is what he says. That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlight nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of malati flowers is there. And the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover. Yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva under the Vipassi tree. That is my desire. And this verse appears in Padyavali, anthology verse compiled by Rupa Goswami. So it's almost time for the class. So I'll just read the English of the next verse. This verse appears to be the hankering between some ordinary boy and girl, and that's what it was written for. But it's actually, the deep meaning was known only to Sri Damodar. By chance, one year, Rupa Goswami was also present there. Although the meaning of the verse was known only to Sri Damodar, Rupa Goswami, after hearing it from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately composed another verse that described the meaning of the original verse. After composing this verse, Rupa Goswami wrote it on a palm leaf and put it on the roof of the thatched house in which he was living. After composing this verse and putting it on the roof of his house, Sri Rupa Goswami went to bed. Anyway, the rest of the story we'll hear on the next class, both Wednesday and Friday. I was asked a question by Gail in the last class, but I'll answer that on Sunday, but I have the answer. Okay. Are there any questions? We have a few more minutes.
What did you say about that question, Maharaj?
I said, Gail, that because you asked it on Sunday, I'll answer it on the Sunday class, okay?
Okay.
But there is an answer. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Gail. Very nice question. Are there any other questions? Anybody like to say Hare Krishna?
Hi, Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Who's that?
Johnny Tai here.
Where are you now?
I wanted to see the beach in Maui, but I'm...
No. Where are you now?
Just at home. I'm in Austin.
Oh, in Austin. Okay. Jai, nice to hear from you again. Remember, seems so many people have called have been to Vrindavan this year. That's nice. Maybe we can talk sometime this week, not in public.
Yeah.
Nice to hear from you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Bhagavata Amritananda.
Amritananda. Hare Bo. Thank you. How many people today, Wednesday? Did you check?
Maharaj, 18.
18, okay. Hare Bo. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Maharaj?
Hare Bo.
Hare Bo. This is Madan Ohan.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Nice.
I have a question, actually.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
I was wondering that song that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing,
yeah,
that was a Karmi song, would that song probably have been itself derived from Krishna, even though it was a let's say a popular song at the time? It would seem,
yeah,
that even popular songs in India at that time would have, like, a lot of, you know, art in India have somewhere in their influence Krishna Leela or romance based on Krishna.
Yeah. Very interesting. I don't know the history of that particular song, but wouldn't it be interesting,
yeah,
to actually find out the history of that song?
Yeah.
But my understanding of it, you know, and I joked, I mean, like I said, Karmi song, but my understanding of it was, of that particular song, is that it was, you know, there was at that time poetics that would deal with the rasas and different dramas, and they weren't all Krishna conscious. They just expressed different moods, and that this particular song was a Sanskrit romance. That's my understanding. I have no. I don't believe it was. It wouldn't make sense in the. Well, you mean if it was like another Krishna pastime that was applied to? I don't think so. I think it was just the song, as far as my knowledge, and I'm pretty sure because I read it someplace else. It was just a. It was, you know, it was very classical. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it was a, you know, all the Sanskrit poetics. It was perfect rasa shastra of romance and put together a particular story. But I don't think it was a Krishna romance, and it certainly didn't apply to this.
Yeah,
that's my understanding. But interesting. I may do some research on it. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who is this?
Gordon.
Gordon. Okay. Hare Bo. I'm going to have to come out there to Millbrook to see you and Madan and show you those poems by Kusha Kraka.
I'd love
the poems that he wrote on his deathbed. You know, I wish if I could, I would love to, even if I... where are they now? If I had them, I would read them, that last line. Yeah, and then you could look at them, you know, and see. but it would just flow. I mean, it was in perfect meter, and you know, and things like that. Okay, good. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? I'm feeling some people playing with the buttons. Anybody else is that? Okay. Okay. We will go for tonight. Thank you all. And we'll continue our CC. Panchakalpa Tarubyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Bhavanayo Vaishnavayo Namo Namah.